Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. What is up, everybody? I am so excited for today's episode. I know I say this every freaking week, but just bear with me, okay? Because I freaking love this so much. I was going to cuss, but then I decided not to. So it kind of, anyways. What is up? Hi, how are you? I hope you're having a good day. If you're tuning into the podcast, you are going to have like the best day ever. We are moneymakers over here. We are like, every day is a good day to make money. We're go-getters. We love the work we do. And so, welcome home. If this is your first episode with me, just welcome home. And if you've been here a while, you know the vibes. Okay, so I want to kind of just have like a story time with you guys, let you see a little peek of the way I move. A lot of people call me crazy. And you know what? Being crazy has really helped me build the business that y'all see that I have today. Okay, if we're being honest. I had a one-on-one client too who asked me, she's like, how do you do this? Like, do you just like come up with ideas and then just do them? Like, how? And I didn't realize that this was such a not normal like thing. But I have such deep trust in myself and I allow myself to be messy. I allow myself to go with the flow. I allow myself to evolve as I take action. And I think so many people get stuck in trying to have everything laid out before they do. But guess what? When you start to do things, that is where you learn. You learn by doing. You don't learn by sitting and planning and making everything perfect. Because guess what? And I know this as a mom. You know, life happens, even if you're not a mom. You cannot plan for everything. Like, you cannot sit there and say, my day is going to go exactly like this. And I think it's just as deep different for moms, because like, you can plan your day to go A to Z, like 1, 2, 3 to be done, whatever. And your day's going to like go completely off the walls. And like, I love it. And I think honestly, being a mom has helped me just be able to bounce and go with the flow and allow things to change. And your girl just runs with it. And I almost want you guys to be this way as well. And not in a sense of like, oh, be like me. But I know the potential I know what this could do for your business. If you just allowed yourself to be a little messier. If you allowed yourself to learn as you go. Because that is where the magic happens. So I want to share with you guys how I went from an offer idea to launched in 24 hours. And in 2 days had 70 signups. Crazy. Okay. So 70 signups in 48 hours on an offer I dropped in less than 24 hours. And let's talk about it. So I remember I was doing a 20-day high ticket challenge. And when I started this 20-day high ticket challenge, I knew that there was going to be a lot of engagement in the beginning and that it was going to die down. And I knew why. Because I know that there is work that people are missing in this industry, and it is their reputation. It is building your reputation. I am going to link my 2-week experience. By the time this episode drops, the experience will be done. It'll be over with. And you will be able to purchase the replay of this experience. It will be, I don't know the price point yet, what I'm going to have it at, but it's either going to be 47 or more. That's all I know. And with this experience, this is why I created it. But I didn't know that the reputation work was going to be what it was, if that makes sense. I just knew that I just knew in that moment when I was doing this 20-day high ticket challenge, I knew, okay, people are going to start off hot in this challenge, but they're not, a lot of people are not going to complete it because they don't have the unwavering self-trust. They don't have the pillars of a strong reputation, a reputation that people love to pay, a reputation of she freaking delivers, a reputation of she is consistent, and all the things, right? And so at halfway into the challenge, I sent a voice note and I said, this challenge was almost a test and I'm going to break down this test and the results at the end of the 20 days. Come the end of the 20 days, I want to say we started off with like 20 people doing the challenge. By the end, I think there was less than 10. More than 5, less than 10 that completed this challenge. And some of the ladies messaged me, you know, something happened and they were restarting the challenge. And I have all the respect in the world for you. And there were some people who stopped. And I know why. I know why they stopped. Because I used to be the person who would stop because I wouldn't see, you know, I didn't feel like the results were happening or the growth was happening. And it was so uncomfortable for me to show up and sell for 20 days. Straight. Like me before, I would have quit this challenge too, but that's because I didn't have the reputation work. So I'm saying reputation a lot because that is what I know it is now, but the clarity hadn't landed at this moment when I knew that I was going to do something else. And so I told the people at the end of the challenge, look, this is why most of you didn't complete this challenge. And I told them that I am going to be I'm working on something to drop for them that's going to like dive deeper into this. Again, I had no idea what this was going to be or anything. I had this original idea of a three-day wake up challenge. Like I was like, these people need to wake up. Y'all need to wake up and see the power that you have and like you really are in full control of the results that you are seeing today, the impact you make and the money you're making right now. Like you are in control. It is not on anybody else. It is not on the economy. It is not on, it's a slow sales for everyone in the industry. Like all that is BS. At the end of the day, like you can decide that it gets to be so good always. And you get to decide to show up and sell an offer for 20 days because you're leading with impact. And you do the uncomfortable work because it is always going to be uncomfortable in the beginning. I can go on a rant on this forever. Anyways, the 20-day high ticket challenge was about to end, or I think it was the day it ended actually. And it was the day before it ended actually. And I am sitting there, the girls are going to sleep. We had just prayed and they're laying down and it's my husband, Emmy, my 3-year-old daughter, and then Lily, my 5-year-old daughter, and then it's me. And we're just all laying there. And this is typically how we'll put them to sleep, or one of us will put them to sleep while the other one like cleans up or, you know, just hangs out. My husband will play video games. Sometimes I'll watch a show. We just kind of rotate, see what works for us. But for this day, and this happens often, we'll lay there together. And we're waiting for the girls to go to sleep, and I'm just laying there. And then I started to think about how excited I was for the 20-day ladies. And I'm just playing with my daughter's hair and then it hit me. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. It just all came to me. Everything. My reputation. My reputation in this industry. And then the content ideas were already coming. And then I mapped out the full 2-week experience. I pulled out my phone very quickly. I had it like in my pocket. And there I was. I was putting everything in my notes app. My daughters were already knocked out. I get up and I'm like, babe, this is going to be huge. Like, this is going to be so huge. And I could have sat there and said, you know, like to this point right now, it's when I'm recording this, it's Thursday, March 14th. My 2-week experience starts on Monday, the 18th. So on the day that I created it, it was like I believe it was a Sunday. And on Monday, I dropped the details. So as soon as I got off the bed with my daughters, I went on my laptop. Yes, I work at night sometimes. And yes, I have no shame in that. I have no shame to run with the ideas and run with the fire when it hits. I have a spacious life first business, but you best believe that when this stuff comes to me, I move. And that's just how I've always been. So I pulled out my laptop and I created an opt-in form. It took me maybe 5 minutes. I went on my stories and I said, something's dropping tomorrow. and it's going to be epic. If you go to my story slides, well, actually, no, I removed them because I said it was going to be free for the first 48 hours and then that it was going to be paid. And so I shared that. Took me 5 minutes. And I want to tell you guys, in 30 minutes, I got this offer ready for people to start signing up. I created the welcome email. So as soon as people would start signing up in the morning, again, I just knew people would. Part of the reputation work, part of just me deciding I'm a moneymaker. If you haven't listened to the episode before this one, I highly recommend. 30 minutes, I had everything ready to go. It wasn't a perfect sales page. Again, it didn't need to be perfect. I'm not going to sit here and think, oh, I need a perfect sales page. I need to tease for 2 weeks. And again, allow yourself to color outside the lines. And we'll talk about the takeaways at the end of this episode. If I was launching a new mastermind, abso-freaking-lutely. Like, let's have a 2-week launch plan, right? But this is also why it's just so important to know your audience, know like the offer you're doing. I knew this was going to be just like a touch point. It wasn't, and again, this is where you allow yourself to just be messy with it. I was telling my mastermind ladies, I was like, I didn't even know where I was going to funnel these people. And you know, guys, you guys know me. I'm a very strategic coach. I'm a strategic coach, but I equally play in both. Like, you need to have strategy, but you also need to know, like, and work on your reputation and work on the energetic side of business too, and who you be and the way you talk to yourself and all the things. And I feel like that's what makes me such a really good coach, is I know how to balance both. A lot of coaches, and again, this is not me tearing down other people, but from experience of my own mentorship as well, I always tell my husband, like, I wish I could find a coach like me. And that's coming from such a genuine place. And you, if you know me, you know I am just... I'm not interested in drama or talking bad about other people. This is just facts as it is. It's either they're all about strategy or they're all about energetics. I want a blend of both, and that is who I am as a coach. That is me. I'm a perfect blend of both. I will give you a strategic response, but I'll also tell you, like, sometimes you just need to suck it up, right? Or sometimes you need to give yourself grace. There's always a balance between both. And anyways, like I was saying with this, is I didn't have all the details done. And to this point, I don't even have everything ready to go for this offer. I'm allowing myself to know, to let it be good. Let it be good, because I know it's coming from my heart. And I trust the message. I trust me as the expert, and everything I have to share is gold. And today I sat there, and I'm very intentionally, I was like, okay, what do I want to share on day one? And we're going to talk about unwavering self-trust, right? And so all this stuff started to come to me, and I started to write it down so I can make sure. And this is also where I'm being strategic and intentional, where I say, okay, these are the things I need to cover on this. And so I trust myself, and I'll probably plan the first like 3 days, and then I'll continue to work on the next days and the next days. So I'm like on top of it, making sure I'm hitting all the things I really want to hit, so I'm not leaving any information out. But I had it all done, ready to go. First day we had, I want to say, like 53 signups. The second day we had the 70. And so I had a goal of 100 women in, CEOs in, because we have one guy in there. So I'm super excited about that. But it's just like, I love my work, and I love to just, I love playing this, like, it's not even like I love, but I get to see in real time, in real action, how much I trust myself. And more people need this as well. How many times do ideas come to you, but you push aside because it doesn't make sense on strategy? How many times does a content piece come to you, but you push it aside because it doesn't fit within a pillar, or it doesn't follow a format that you've been taught? Like, this is the first takeaway. It's okay to color outside the lines. The second takeaway, where are you overthinking, overanalyzing? From an idea that just landed, I launched it that next morning. That next morning. And people felt it. Yes, I'm good at marketing. Yes, I'm good at these things. But at the end of the day, even if I was just good at marketing, even if I was just good at sales, if I didn't move, if I didn't trust myself to move, all that strategy wouldn't mean shit. Like, it would mean nothing. Where can you take more action moving forward yourself in your business? I move quick. I allow myself to make mistakes. And that is why I have built the business that you see today. A reputation isn't about being perfect. a reputation is about raw, real, and learning as you do, not trying to be this perfect image, perfect person. Okay? Highly recommend you join us in Reputation. It is going to completely change your life. This offer should be $1,000, $10,000, and the work that I am sharing inside is going to completely change the way that you operate, the way you speak to yourself, the way you speak to your audience, the way that people buy from you. You're going to have new standards. You're going to walk out. You're going to wake up in this Reputation offer, and you are going to walk out, and you are going to be a whole new person in the best way possible, in the best way, in the best way, in the best way, in the best way. Okay? So I will see you. I'll see you there. Like, that's all I'm going to say is I will see you in Reputation. And if you're listening to this podcast episode and you were in Reputation, you know. You know. Okay? I love you all so much, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I going to say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning in to this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at @BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.